From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Tropical Storm Arthur is already washing out some July 4th holiday plans on parts of the East Coast. A mandatory evacuation has now been ordered for Hatteras Island in North Carolina. NPR's Greg Allen says Arthur is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by Friday, bringing rain and high winds to the Carolina coast.
The National Hurricane Center projects that Arthur will mostly stay offshore as it moves up the East Coast. As it moves over warm water and wind shear decreases, the storm is expected to intensify, reaching hurricane strength by Thursday afternoon. The current track shows Arthur posing the greatest threat on July 4th, when it reaches coastal communities in North Carolina. Forecasters say the storm may carry winds of over 80 miles per hour and bring a storm surge of up to 3 feet in some areas. Cape Lookout National Seashore plans to close and evacuate all visitors from the park later today. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The Department of Homeland Security announced today it intends to increase security measures it has in place at overseas airports with direct flights to the U.S. The agency is not specifying which airports or countries will be affected by the mandate, nor did it say what may have triggered the heightened security. DHS Secretary Jay Johnson has only indicated the U.S. is working with foreign allies and the aviation industry. After months of delay, a U.S. cargo vessel loaded with the last batch of toxic agents that were part of Syria's chemical weapons stockpile has left an Italian port. As NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports, local residents staged protests saying they've not been informed about details of the delicate operation.
In the port of Gioia Tauro, hundreds of tons of chemical weapons were transferred from a Danish vessel to the U.S. cargo ship Cape Ray. The shipment includes mustard gas and the chemical used to make the nerve agent sarin to be neutralized by special equipment on board the U.S. ship. U.S. officials say that no vapor or water runoff will be released into the air or sea. Italian Environment Minister Gianluca Galletti said the operation is transparent and environmentally secure. But local residents, fearful of the environmental impact of an operation they say has not been explained to them, staged a protest. Their banner read, "You are killing us." Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Palestinians are accusing Israeli settlers of carrying out a revenge attack after the discovery of the body of three missing Israeli teens this week. According to Palestinian officials, a teen was abducted today and his burned body found a short time later in a Jerusalem forest. White House spokesman Josh Earnest outlined the U.S. position.
The United States condemns in the strongest possible terms the heinous murder of Palestinian teenager Mohammed Hussein Abu Qader. We send our condolences to his family and to the Palestinian people.
The incident set off renewed fighting. There were reports of heightened rocket launches from Gaza, which were met with Israeli airstrikes. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average continued its record run-up, closing up 20 points to 16,976. The NASDAQ was down a fraction. The S&P 500 rose a point. This is NPR. Foreign ministers from Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France are meeting today, with the sides looking to agree on a series of steps for resumption of a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. Those steps, among other things, could include reopening talks by this weekend, with the goal of reaching an unconditional and mutually agreeable, sustainable ceasefire. In a declaration issued after the talks, the ministers say they welcome Russia's readiness to grant Ukrainian border guards access to Russian territory to take part in controlling the border crossings there. In Southern California, federal immigration authorities are not saying whether they'll continue future immigrant detainee movements. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports it comes after anti-illegal immigration activists blocked three buses carrying migrants who were being transferred to a processing facility in California.
The protests followed statements by Murrieta's mayor, who said his city couldn't handle the influx of immigrant detainees that the government has been relocating from facilities in Texas. Kimberly Davidson is a spokeswoman for the city. She says residents are frustrated because the federal government isn't enforcing its own immigration laws.
They're done with being lied to, and they want answers, and they want to know why we continue to process so many immigrants when we obviously can't handle them.
It's not clear when or if the government will try to bring the detainees back to the Murrieta Border Patrol facility. Federal immigration authorities are being tight-lipped about any future plans due to safety concerns. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
Federal authorities have charged a Chinese woman in a conspiracy to steal trade secrets from U.S. agricultural companies. According to authorities, the woman identified as Mo Yan was arrested in Los Angeles. She's charged along with six other Chinese nationals of attempting to steal patented seed corn from fields in Iowa and Illinois. According to the government, the Chinese nationals were trying to ship that seed corn to China for analysis. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.